This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
After the hour on the Wednesday, August 4th DJV program, I'm the Dougster with Jen Jen, Victoria, and Jaybird here at your service and on your side. Today is National White Wine Day, so let's see if we can trace back.
Oh, did I say that out loud? Sorry.
Yes. Yay! Well, we know that you and Victoria are not lushes, but you certainly are connoisseurs.
100%. We're drinking right now.
I'm not lush enough.
No, no, really. Okay, what about Jay? Jay, I don't. How much do you imbibe? I don't know that we've ever kind of nailed that down. We got it with Victoria and with Jennifer.
Yeah, yes. I love wine.
You
wine
do?
Wine is amazing.
You buy expensive wines? Or do you eat the cheap drink, the cheap stuff?
I do like expensive wines, but I also will get the less expensive wines.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. What was that snicker about?
The cheap stuff? Who actually strives to buy the cheap stuff? You're either
people
stuck
who are
with that.
Drunks that want to get cheap.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Here's the thing.
I like the juice boxes.
Oh, those
really?
Are cute.
Here's the thing. Movie theater.
There are a lot of people who think that you have to spend a lot of money to have good wine, but there are a lot of good wines that are not overpriced. You can get some really solid wines for under $20 at the grocery store in California, but wherever you people on the East Coast buy your wine.
Yeah, right?
But there are things that you can find that aren't overpriced. One of my favorite bottles of wine on the planet is like $38 a bottle. Now, is that pricey for drinking every day? Yeah, but would you say that's like
a good meal for $38? What in Nashville, where you are, Jay, do they allow sales of liquor in grocery stores, places like Trader Joe's?
No, but we did just get the sale of wine in grocery stores a few years ago.
Yeah, and is that a big draw?
A huge deal, especially when my husband and I first moved here and we were looking for the wine. And you would have thought that when we asked where the wine section was, it was like we shot a dog. They were so offended. Yeah. So offended.
Yeah. Oh,
we had no idea.
Welcome to Nashville. 7,500 years ago, white wine, goes back that far, by 460 B.C. was consumed in Europe. The Greek physician Hippocrates was prescribing wine as a remedy. How about that, ladies? You're told by the doctor says, all right, go home, have a glass of wine, and call me in the morning. Is that?
It is a remedy.
It's
a remedy for life.
Yeah.
Boy, that sounded solemn, if anything. The Romans began to produce less sweet versions of white wine as they conquered new territories. The taste of the wine is going to be incumbent on the acidity of the soil or whatever is in the soil, right? And that's why wines taste different
True.
When they come from different
there's
parts
also,
of the world.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of things. There's a lot of it is, and the reason I think it's so interesting and why I think you would be really, I don't know, I think you would love getting into wine if you actually studied it, not for just the drinking of it,
Me?
But for the studying. Yeah, because
I get
there's
loopy
so much,
when I drink it.
No, but it's not about the drinking. It's about studying, like, the agriculture, how the different processes. Like, around the world, around our country, there are different processes in place for making wine. And then there are also, like, individual winemakers, things that they do as well. So, yeah, the soil, obviously, the climate, it's a huge one. That's
think of all the soil talk you could have, Doug.
Yeah, I mean, you can have a same varietal of Cabernet, and it will taste completely different from grapes that were grown, like, across the street because the soil changes. Maybe they don't get as much breeze. There's the hot and cold aspect that is important. And then you have some wineries that will dose their wines with a little extra sugar to try to make it taste better. Some will blend other juices, so they might have, you know, they might do a blend, like, 94% Cabernet, 6% Merlot, something like that. So they might blend in other wines as well. So, yeah, it's really interesting to see how the process goes.
All right.
It's completely different place to place.
Let's talk about these casualties. Officer attacked at a Pentagon metro station in Washington, and attacked by whom? There was some gunfire, apparently, exchanged between the suspect and some of the law enforcement people, and then the military went into the U.S. military went into temporary lockdown. Is this
the Pentagon was sorted in lockdown yesterday? So the Pentagon has their Force Protection Agency, which oversees the security of the Pentagon, confirmed that an officer died after there were shots fired outside the Pentagon building. It was believed that it was part of the metro, actually, that runs right outside the Pentagon. The exact circumstances are still kind of unclear at this point, but Pentagon officials said that they were investigating. They declined to provide any real details when they gave an update about this officer dying, about what occurred, and they wouldn't confirm or deny reports that the officer had died, which was odd. That happened earlier in the afternoon. The Metropolitan Police Department, which is what runs Washington, D.C., tweeted condolences to the officer, which is how we even knew that the officer had died. Really strange that this has been so quiet and kind of hush-hush. We do know that there was gunfire that was exchanged. They said that they believe there were several casualties inside of this, but again, the circumstances around it are still being protected.
Okay, question of the moment is whether or not Chris Cuomo on CNN has said anything about his brother's predicament on the air. Yes, no, anybody
yes.
See? Yes, he has. What has he said?
Well, I mean, he's talked about his brother. Remember, last year at this time, Governor Cuomo was the most beloved character aside from Dr. Fauci, right? They were the two that were just doing the best job on COVID. Well, it turns out Cuomo has a lot of people linked, deaths of people linked to him because he made a stupid decision to put sick people into nursing homes. He has all of these sexual harassment charges against him. And Chris Cuomo would have him on, give him these softball interviews and never asked him a tough question about his scandals. And what was revealed as part of the Attorney General report in New York is that they have information that says that Chris Cuomo was actually helping him draft statements for the initial charges when they came out.
Why does that surprise you? That didn't surprise you. Why? That surprised
you? It's not about being surprised. I mean, quite frankly, it doesn't surprise me. But what is appropriate for a journalist who is supposed to be a journalist, even though I don't believe Chris Cuomo is a journalist, he's an opinion giver.
Heck.
But he says that he's a journalist, and it is a conflict of interest to be drafting statements for his brother. It just is. You know?
In the family. Yeah.
Right.
All right. Speaking of families, I was looking at the numbers here. Can you bring us up to date on how much money Gavin Newsom is collecting? It's almost like he's doing alms for the poor. Here's a tin cup. Throw some money in there so I can remain as your governor. He spent a lot of money. The radio stations in L.A. and all over California must be happy because he spent a lot of dough. What is he saying in the ads? How is he?
He's saying it's a Republican recall. That's how he's branding this.
Ah,
and I think we've talked about it, how this is such a stupid message because it's totally downplaying the fact that independents and Democrats are in on this, too. In fact, there was a new survey from Emerson College that came out yesterday, and I don't have it in front of me, but the majority of independents support the recall of Gavin Newsom. So when you say that it's just a Republican thing, you're really missing out on the bigger picture here. It's about failures from his office. It's not about Republicans doing anything. It's kind of strange. And actually, I think one of the most compelling pieces from this survey from Emerson College is that they went by demographic group. They went to Hispanics. They went to whites. They went to blacks. They went to Asians. And they said, are you supportive of the recall? And the only demographic that was supportive of the recall, any guesses?
Whites.
Nope.
Latinos.
Yep. Hispanics, by a huge number, support the recall of Gavin Newsom. Whites are split about 50-50. More blacks support keeping Gavin than support the recall. Asians, they're the ones that support Gavin Newsom the most in California, which I thought was kind of interesting.
Is that because of the San Francisco connection, though?
I don't really know. It's possible, but it was kind of interesting to see that in this poll, Larry Elder has 23% of the vote, so his numbers are
good. We're up from 18 from yesterday.
All right. 16, 18. So we'll see.
But he's outspending
200-1 all the other candidates.
But where's he getting the money?
From the teachers union.
Okay. I just
they're paying
sure.
back for being humans. Out of school for a year and a half. 100%.
Yeah, and doing nothing. Getting paid for doing nothing. Okay. Remember those two people from St. Louis who waved the guns around? Black Lives Matter protesters. Remember them?
Mm-hmm.
The Mark and Patricia McCloskey, their names. They were charged, found guilty, and what, they had a semi-automatic rifle. His wife had a handgun when people were protesting, walking by their house. And he yelled, "Get out! Get out! Get out!" Anyway, there were a couple of confrontations, that sort of thing. So they were convicted and they were sentenced. It wasn't a serious sentence, but I noticed the governor of Missouri, Mike Parson, has pardoned them. And I would wonder on what... say what?
They should be pardoned. They were protecting their house, and they looked like dopes.
If they were black, they would have been pardoned.
Right.
I don't know that that's true. I don't know that they would have even been charged if they were black. To be honest, I think they were making this. They were trying to use these people.
Isn't he the guy that's running for the Senate? Is he in the same?
He was. Yeah, I think he is. Yes.
Yeah. What is he, a Democrat or a Republican? He's got to be a Republican.
He's a Democrat, but he's a Democrat, and he is now running as a Republican because the Democrat, I don't know, he got left behind. But
is the governor a Republican or a Democrat? Parson, he's probably a Republican, right?
I don't know. Let's look it up.
Yeah. Well, I just don't see. Yeah. They were guest speakers at the convention last year. Remember that?
That's why they're embracing the Republican Party. Yeah, I mean, okay. These guys were just taken apart, and they were big Democratic donors. I mean, these are some pretty powerful people.
Right. But how were they not menacing?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't care who they donate to. First of all, they lived in a gated community, and the Black Lives Matter protesters pushed past the gate and were walking. They were caught. They were throwing rocks. They were screaming. And so these people came outside with their guns, and they were protecting their property, and they have a constitutional right to do that. So,
well, yeah, no doubt about that. But weren't they pointing their guns at people, telling them to move along?
They were pointing at the group
kind of
protesters.
Looks like it.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and of course the pictures look like something, but really I don't think there would have been charges had the Black Lives Matter. There were a lot of connections between Black Lives Matter and the Attorney General in the state who filed these charges against him to begin with. So it became very political.
18 past the hour on the DJV program.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Are we ready for the 5:30 pickup?
Cam's Courier Service's newest hire delivered his resignation.
Hey, Ray, who's handling...
She now needs next-day shipping on a new driver.
All these boxes here, are they ingoing or are they outgoing?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results, and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions too. Our number's toll free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real live people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And again, the website is toploss.com. Yep. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban
or rural. You must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Twenty-three after the hour on the DJV program. Certainly a lot of sports this time of year are trending on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram. And we follow that up. Plus, there are a couple of questions that we've been asking for your input on. So we'll get to all of that material, including a boo for the Dodgers right after this.
Sadness and misery, I don't feel either of these. I'm in a good mood.
Okay.
Hey, man, what's wrong?
Well, it just didn't sound very bluesy.
He's probably happy because he found out Honey Nut Cheerios can help lower cholesterol as part of a heart-healthy diet.
Oh, hey, Buzz.
Okay, well, let's try it again.
Smile on my face.
Nope, that's still happy.
Have a change of heart with Honey Nut Cheerios. Learn more about Honey Nut Cheerios by picking up a box at your local store.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it'd be too difficult or take too much time? Then try Babbel. In just 15 minutes a day, Babbel teaches you conversations that you will actually use. With 14 languages and lesson topics like travel, business, relationships, and more, you'll learn what matters most to you. Babbel. Language for life. Learn a new language with ease. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com.
All right, here we go with the Dodgers. First of all, Jay, the largest crowd so far of Major League Baseball season, the Dodgers playing against the Astros. So why is there so much booing? Although the Dodgers should be booed, but what really was going on?
So 52,692 fans in attendance. Astros, that's that whole cheating scandal with stealing signs they were using.
Oh, right.
Cameras in the stands and Houston. Seeing what signs the catchers were giving to the pitchers and then audio devices to let batters know what was up. Totally cheating. Beat the Dodgers in the World Series. Well,
they stole the World Series.
They stole the World Series. Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Cheated right. their way to a win. And the Astros, this was the first time that they were at Dodger Stadium with fans since that whole scandal. And the fans let them know what's up. They were shouting cheaters during the warm-ups, booing them during the starting lineups, throwing inflatable trash cans, because that was one of the things of how they cheated. They would do different signals on the trash cans so that the batter could hear to know what was going to be happening. So they threw inflatable trash cans out, a foul ball was hit, a fan threw it back on the field, which you can't throw anything onto the field. So whenever you see a fan throw a ball back, whether it's a foul ball or a home run ball, they get kicked out. And so, of course, that fan got kicked out, but they would have gotten boos if they kept the ball, too.
Right. Boo! Okay. Speaking of boos, apparently, and I don't mean booze, the drinking kind of booze. I'm just talking about how Jeopardy is faring here. And the guy that bet, what was it, $36,000 or something on one question? This is amazing what's going on. And the focus on Jeopardy. Okay, so what's this business that the folks had to clarify some of the rules? What's that all about?
Yeah, okay. So this guy, the current one of the champions, Matt Amadio, he is on a winning streak, netting him more than $310,000. He is being deemed the quote-unquote most annoying contestant in Jeopardy because he has this habit of saying what is or what's when introducing his answer question for the clue, regardless of grammar.
It's
if it's a person,
annoying.
He doesn't say who. Yeah, he says, what's Doug Steffen instead of who is Doug Steffen? So a lot of fans are like, hey, wait, how is he still winning? Some of those aren't correct. And so Jeopardy had to clarify the rules, stating that the rule is that they must answer the clue in the form of a question. It does not have to be grammatically correct.
So but this guy, is LeVar Burton still the host?
No, he wrapped up his week. He was
so
the
who's
last
doing
one,
it this week?
I think he was the last one, wasn't he?
Oh, so they're going to now find a new host? It seems to me this they're trying to recreate Alex, and they can't. So they got to do an entirely different setup in order for this to work, and they haven't seemed to be able to figure out how to do that. At least that's the way it looks to the outsiders. 28 after the hour. Nothing beats the feel of a great towel when you step out of the shower. Wrap yourself in nothing but the best with the MyPillow towel set. Every MyPillow towel is made from proprietary technology, makes them highly absorbent and soft to the touch. Plus, with a 60-day money-back guarantee, you can try them for yourself and return them if you don't like them. Made with cotton grown in the U.S., available in a variety of colors, every towel set comes with two bath towels, two hand towels, and a washcloth two-pack. For a limited time, get the MyPillow six-piece towel set, usually $109.99, for just $39.99, using the promo code DJV. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials square, enter the promo code DJV. While you're there, take advantage of the deep discounts you can get from using the DJV code on all the MyPillow products right there online, MyPillow.com. Six-piece towel set for $39.99 right now with the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
Angie's List is now Angie. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or you're planning your dream renovation, Angie connects you with top local pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, compare quotes, and book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
In the warehouse, the job has to get done. But if you're working with an outdated forklift that has more downtime than up due to maintenance, it's time to make the switch to Nobelift lithium-ion powered forklifts. With a Nobelift forklift, you get less downtime, a longer lifespan, fast, efficient opportunity charging, and a 5-year cost of ownership that will save you almost $45,000 over internal combustion models. Nobelift, revolutionizing the material handling.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Hiding in plain sight on page 508 of the U.S. Senate's 2,700-plus page infrastructure bill are the plans for a national per-mile fee pilot program, and it's exactly what it sounds like. The more you drive, the more you pay. If passed, the Secretary of Transportation would start putting together the $10 million program no more than 90 days after the bill's passage. Former President Barack Obama has scaled back his 60th birthday mega bash in Martha's Vineyard, citing the spread of coronavirus's Delta variant. A statement said, due to the new spread of the Delta variant over the past week, the President and Mrs. Obama have decided to significantly scale back the event to include only family and close friends. End quote. Germany sent a warship to the South China Sea on Monday for the first time since 2002. China says the nearly 1.3 million square mile area in the South China Sea are within its sovereign territory due to language in the Law of the Sea Convention. USA Radio News.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared. And now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
New York Governor Democrat Andrew Cuomo sexually assaulted 11 women in violation of the law, the state attorney general Letitia James said on Tuesday. Local prosecutors have launched a criminal investigation and calls for him to resign or be impeached reached the president.
If the investigation of the attorney general concluded that the allegations are correct, that back in March, that I would recommend he resign. That's what I'm doing today. I've not read the report. I don't know the detail of it. All I know is the end result.
New York does not have a recall mechanism like what's happening with the Democrat governor in California. Governor Cuomo remains defiant and discounts the independent investigation's finding.
It has been a hard and a painful period for me and my family, especially as others feed ugly stories to the press. But I cooperated with a review, and I can now finally share the truth. My attorney, who is a non-political former federal prosecutor, has done a response to each allegation, and the facts are much different than what has been portrayed. That document is available on my website. If you are interested, please take the time to read the facts and decide for yourself.
Pete Parada, the drummer for the band The Offspring, has been kicked out of the band for not getting vaccinated. He posted on social media Tuesday. In the United States Tuesday, 451 Americans died from COVID, according to Johns Hopkins University. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Crush it! 34 at the hour on the DJV program with Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. I'm Doug Steffen. Yes, we are here to crush it. What does that mean to you, Jay, when you hear, I just crushed it? What does that mean? Where did that expression come from?
You kicked some tail. You rocked it.
Equated it with awesome.
Yeah, awesome. It.
Right. Yeah. That's what you think too, Victoria, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
All right. So is that what China is doing to the United States, or the United States is doing to China? I'm trying to look at the medal count. I see different things. One suggests that China's leading in the real medal count.
No, that's the official Tokyo 2020 website, which is NBCOlympics.com. That lists the United States is in the lead with 77 total medals. China has 70. And then the Russians have 53, Great Britain has 48, Japan has 40. So I don't know what you're looking at, but it's not correct.
All right. Well, I'm looking at something that is not correct.
But they are. Apparently. China is ahead of us in terms of gold medals. They have 32 gold medals, and we have 25.
Oh, okay.
But total medals, we're winning.
All right. In sports, everybody knows you come to this program to get your sports report. The NCAA is finding that there is a systemic problem with gender disparity, so they want to combine the basketball game. What does that mean? The women play with the men?
The March Madness. Basically, this report was pretty shocking, and it showed that women's basketball has been understaffed. It's had a smaller budget, and they kept blaming, you know, like the same argument that the men's soccer team makes against the women's national team. Oh, well, you know, the men have more attendance, and the men, you know, make more money, and blah, blah, blah. Well, that's not true. And this report, even though the NCAA said, oh, well, you know, they don't sell as many tickets and blah, 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 that's actually not true. And the report found that the NCAA had actually skewed those numbers to make it look like the women were not holding their end up. Yeah. So, I mean, essentially the NCAA, like they said, oh, we're sorry, but it wasn't a real apology.
Well, it's just like everything gets twisted and turned around. I don't know what to, you know, I'm trying to give I don't know what to do about Cuomo in my own head. I've never liked the guy. I think he comes across as an elitist. But the other side of it is that sometimes these charges can get out of hand and don't really know. Does that sound like a man talking? Maybe it is. But I don't really know. I'd like to really know the problem. Everything gets so contorted and twisted and turned, and so you don't really know what the real story is. Is he a bad guy? Is he a lech? Is he gross? Should he not be the governor? It's just, I don't know. And
well, then you also have to take into consideration that the Attorney General of New York, Letitia, blanking on her last name.
She's running for governor.
Yeah, Letitia James. She wants to be governor. So this report is, you know, who knows? I don't know how that. And he asked for this report. He actually asked for this investigation. He gave the okay and said to Letitia James in her office, I want a full report on this. And what came back, you know, he's denying that he ever touched anyone inappropriately. And, you know, who knows? I mean, it's a lot of he said, she said. It really is. It's tough to know. I always want to err on the side of believing victims. And I know that, you know, there were probably a lot of women who came forward and had very uncomfortable office experiences, whether it's with him directly or in that office that was, everyone seems to think, was a toxic work environment. I'm sure that's very true. I don't know. It's a tough one.
Yep, it is a tough one. Here's something else that's tough. We are in California. I think we're 10 days away. I'm thinking about my grandson is starting school, and I believe it's the 23rd. So how many days away? That's 2 weeks, kind of, right? 23rd is when they start. And the schools here in Framingham start on the 30th. I never have understood that. You go to school for a couple of days, and you have Labor Day weekend off. Just wait till it was always traditionally. You start the Wednesday after Labor Day. Well, what's the big deal about starting at the end of August? Anyway, the reason I'm bringing it up is because I've looked around, and Megan and I have talked about this, what's the situation going to be like in school wearing masks for first graders? And then there are some parents who want immunizations in order to send their children back to school, proving the teachers have been immunized. I'm not sending my kid back to school unless I know that all of the teachers have had shots. The unions say they don't have to. The principal says, yeah, you do, or the administration. So this looks like a can of worms here. This looks like a real mess, depending on where you are. And what's the rule in New Jersey? I get the rule from New Jersey and Kentucky anyway, where the two ladies are. What are they saying about children going back to school or teachers that are requiring teachers to have?
Everybody's back in school full time in person in Jersey.
Okay. And there's no requirement to have shots or wear masks.
Well, the kids that, I mean, kids, no, it's not approved for kids yet, small kids. So I don't know about the mask thing. I don't have kids, so I'm not plugged into that world at all, but again,
all right.
I don't know.
So Lynn, I don't want to put you on the spot. Jay. You're plugged into it in a manner of speaking, even though Mac's too young to go to school yet. What do you know of the rules in Nashville where you are as to whether the teachers have to all be immunized, whether the children have to wear masks? And if you were sending a child to school, what would you want to know about situational stuff in school?
Yeah, it's all up in the air right now. Where I live, not every place really shut down, and not every place had mask mandates. The county I live in did, but all of the surrounding counties, none of them did. Mm-hmm. So it's very different down here.
Mm-hmm. Well, it seems like it's pretty confusing. I was very interested to hear about the cuneiform tablet. Do you know what cuneiform is?
Mm-mm.
Do both of you, do you think listeners know, Victoria?
No, I've
never
heard of this.
Really? It's an ancient Sanskrit I remember studying this sort of stuff when I was looking at ancient history. When I was studying ancient history, I was fascinated with history when I was in school, and still am, frankly. One of the
I don't know anybody. I know some nerds, but I don't know anybody who studied Sanskrit. I mean, I took Latin forever, but Sanskrit?
Yeah, I
that's
have
another
a friend.
Level. You'll have to explain that one to everybody.
A friend of mine, Dale Bishop, got a doctorate in Sanskrit. He can read.
What's
he
the
can
point of that?
Well, he was an Arabic. He was a pastor in the Middle East, and he was an expert on the history of the Middle East. And so this was part of, preparing to do the work that he did. He worked for the United Nations for a number of years. I don't know. I don't know what good it is. It's kind of like my son-in-law is the world's foremost expert in Chaucer. What good is that? Other than
well, if you're a college
professor,
that makes sense.
Correct.
Yeah.
So,
like, are you a Sanskrit professor?
Well, yeah. Yes, there are plenty of but there certainly are people who are experts in this. It's the Gilgamesh Dream Tablet that we're talking about that was found in Iraq. And apparently was brought to our country illegally. It was purchased by an antiquities dealer when the war started. Went through a series of sales. Has been back and forth here and there. It was illegally obtained. It's been illegally sold. And it's worth millions and millions and millions of dollars. Apparently it was displayed at the Museum of the Bible in Washington. And the guy who owns Hobby Lobby was involved in it in some way, shape, or form of acquiring it. I wouldn't pay it. He's one of those guys, lots of money. And this is what people who have a lot of money do. They love to buy illicit stuff, illegal stuff, because it's more of value.
Isn't the Hobby Lobby guy also, like, super religious?
Yes. Hobby Lobby's closed on Sunday, like Chick-fil-A is.
Right.
Yeah. Anyway, I don't know what that has to do with the story, but
well, because this he may have, some sort of... Maybe his thing is collecting antiquities from,
religious
or groups or whatever.
This is clearly a religious tablet. No question about that. And so, you think about the effects of the Iraq War. We're still feeling some of the effects of the Iraq War, as is exemplified by this sort of thing. I find it it's tragic. What we did to that country, what we did to our military... In the name of, as one of, George Bush, wonderful person, but he was such a boob as president and just stepped all over so many different things. And we're paying the price. All right, anyway, 43 past the hour on the DJV program with Victoria and Jay and Doug. Now a word, this sort of sounds like the old radio days. And now a word from our sponsor. Well, one of our sponsors is Calitrin. Calitrin is a fabulous personal way of losing weight and keeping it off. And to help you as much as possible, they have personal Calitrin consultants. You go to toploss.com. You can have a chat with somebody online. You can call them on the phone. You can ask them all kinds of questions. The most frequently asked question is, should I take the capsules or a liquid? Which is better for me? And the answer is, it depends on you. Sometimes it's easy for people to swallow capsules. Sometimes it's not. If it isn't, then you go the Calitrin liquid way. Doesn't make any difference what you take. They still have the same huge success rate. 86% of those who've gotten onto the Calitrin system report success. How about that? If you like the liquid, it tastes sort of like raspberries. You can do that. I take the capsules because I think it's more convenient. Bing, bang, boom, and you're done. Decide what you want to do. And ask the questions if you want. They're running a huge sale right now at Calitrin. They have $20 off, 2 months supply free. They have an easy payment plan. It doesn't cost you any interest. It's just easy to get started. So you go to toploss.com. You click on the shop button. And you see, whether you want to order the capsules or the liquid. You maybe have talked to a counselor. Maybe you've looked at the testimonials. This is for me. It is, if you want to lose weight and keep it off the natural way, all natural, Calitrin at toploss.com. Make sure you use the DJV code on checkout.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
This important message is for anyone experiencing financial hardship and owes back taxes to the IRS or has unfiled tax returns. Recent events have caused massive job layoffs and financially burdened millions. While tough times will go away, the IRS won't. At Community Tax, we're on top of evolving IRS collection policies that could make it easier to resolve tax problems and dramatically lower monthly payments. If you're facing a serious loss of income, you may qualify for IRS hardship programs that may lower your monthly payments or provide dramatic tax savings. For taxpayers who owe less than $250,000 and are in a payment arrangement with the IRS, new guidelines could lower your payments substantially.
Community Tax has decades of experience helping taxpayers with IRS collections. So call our helpline today for your free consultation and learn what programs you qualify for. Call 800-219-6286. That's 800-219-6286. 800-219-6286.
Good morning, Private!
Good morning, Private!
I mean, seriously, what a pleasant morning. The sun is shining and the birds are chirping.
You seem to be in a good mood today.
Astute observation, Private! Astute!
He's probably happy because he found out Honey Nut Cheerios can help lower cholesterol as part of a heart-healthy diet.
So, in lieu of the obstacle course today, I propose a nice meditative nature walk. Does that sound delightful to everyone?
Yes, Joe Sergeant!
Have a change of heart with Honey Nut Cheerios. Learn more about Honey Nut Cheerios by picking up a box at your local store.
This is Renee.
Happy to be here.
She's not some influencer. She's more of a groundbreaker, turning her four-acre lot into a little slice of heaven behind the wheel of a John Deere 1 Series tractor. Renee runs with us because the most important job is the next one.
That's all I got.
Nothing runs like a deer. Get a 1 Series tractor for just $99 per month at your John Deere dealer today. For additional cost information, please call toll-free 855-633-2315.
I said Chantilly Lace and Eggshell, not matte.
Kobe's Interior Design Consultancy is floored with new clients.
Wait, what am I looking at here? This looks like plaid.
They need an admin with an eye for design and a knack for numbers.
Okay, hey, Dave, look, take a look at this. Do those numbers look right?
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Screen for quality candidates with the skills your role needs with Indeed Assessments. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Angie's List is now Angie. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or you're planning your dream renovation, Angie connects you with top local pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, compare quotes, and book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
The Rock says he doesn't have perfect abs, ladies. Have you looked at those pictures from Jungle Cruise? He's getting a little paunchy. Wow. What's going to happen? The world will fall apart if The Rock doesn't stay like a rock. Right? Some people have been taking shots at him, apparently, on
social media. Is this pandemic weight? I mean, everybody gained weight in quarantine, right?
He just wants to get in on the dad bod trend.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go. 10 before the hour.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's
53 past the hour now. It's Movie Moments time on the DJV program. Chuck Curry is going to join us in a moment with a celebration of a great television program and a celebration for Reese Witherspoon, who's having a big payday. We'll find out about that after this.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I always get goosebumps when I hear the theme from this show. And maybe it's because the visualizations at the beginning with the credits, with the pictures of the president and the cars and the plane, and I don't know, just so represents, represented America in a almost spiritual way. This was a great, great. We were talking about this off the air. I think this is one of the greatest television programs ever produced. So why are we talking about the West Wing now, Chucker?
Because the star who played the president of the United States, Martin Sheen, the birthday today, he's 81 years old, born in 1940.
He was just in a movie that I wanted to see. It looked like a kind of a cute movie.
It was a football movie.
Yeah, right.
Robert Duvall. Yeah, it came and sort of came and went theatrically, but he was the president. I thought I'd do something fun here. Top five actors who played presidents in movies.
All right, Michael
Douglas.
Number
one, Michael Douglas, American President. I love that film. That's another movie that makes you feel good about what the country should represent, right?
Yep.
Morgan Freeman in Deep Impact. He was a great president.
Yep.
Harrison Ford in Air Force One.
Yep.
Bill Pullman in Independence Day. Perhaps the greatest speech of all time by an actor playing a president in a movie. And how about Kevin Kline and Dave?
I was just thinking that. Yes, Dave.
That's a really good one.
Oh, that was very good. Yeah.
Really good.
Martin Sheen, fabulous. Anyway, go ahead. Excuse me.
Yeah, he's fabulous. This day in film history, 1992, Clint Eastwood's Unforgiven opened in theaters. It went on to win the Oscar for Best Picture. Gene Hackman was awesome, and Neville Morgan Freeman also really good. Great cast, great direction, and one of his best films.
I'm going to go back to Martin Sheen for a second. He was on this program with his son, Emilio Estevez.
Right.
And they were plugging something they'd done together. And Charlie had just been arrested, was in jail. And
right.
I was told before I went into the interview not to talk about Charlie. So
right.
I didn't.
Which is standard. Yeah.
Right. But Martin brought it up. And then Emilio talked a little bit about it, and I just said, I wish you well with that problem. And they were very gracious and thanked me for it, but they were plugging something. And he started the interview. Martin Sheen started the interview. He was a neighbor of mine down in the Santa Monica Canyon. He had a big house.
Really? So you lived in a rich neighborhood. Okay. What else?
Yeah, it was a nice neighborhood.
Did you ever know him?
No, I met him once, and I liked him. Anyway, he introduced himself on the interview as Ramon Estevez, because that's his real name.
Right.
He changed it to Martin Sheen, because everybody said when he started being an actor, you're not going to get anywhere with the name Ramon Estevez. So he changed it to Martin Sheen. I don't know where it came from.
Charlie would use Charlie Sheen. Emilio used his given name, Emilio Estevez.
Right.
Speaking of him, Disney just renewed the Mighty Ducks TV show for a second season. He's currently on that show, along with Lauren Graham. I sort of enjoyed it. I watched it. She just plays a mom awesome, Lauren Graham. She's from Gilmore Girls. She's really good on it. It's not great, but I enjoyed watching it. So
Reese Witherspoon has sold her company, her production company, for $900 million.
Yeah, I saw that.
Huh?
A ton of money.
Good for her.
It is good for her.
Good for her. All right, Chaco, good for you. Happy to have you here every day. Movie Moments on the DJV.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.